When it comes to your finances, it can get a little bit confusing, so you may want to see a professional to help you out. But which kind of professional? There's a financial advisor, coach, counselor. It's all very confusing. I'm joined by Julia Newbold, Managing Editor of Money Magazine. Julia, how are you?
I'm well, thanks, Jordan. And yourself?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So this is obviously more of a confusing realm than I thought. As far as I know, there's financial planners, but it's a bit deeper than that.
Deeper than that. And I think there are lots of issues. There are a lot of people who don't have an advisor and they don't get financial advice because they don't know what an advisor actually does and what they should be doing and how they know whether they're reputable and how they've gone to the right person, do they have licenses and so on. So there's financial coaches, there's financial counsellors, and then there's financial advisors or financial planners. That term is a bit interchangeable. So the financial planner is the one that has to have a license and they need certain qualifications, and they can provide you advice on investments, insurance, superannuation, cash flow, budgeting, retirement, and all those sorts of things. They can recommend products that they've analysed, and they can be quite expensive. So you can get one if it's just like one piece of advice maybe, but you want to just look at your super, you can go to your super fund and they usually have an advisor that you can see about that part of your finances. But if you want a holistic approach and you go and see a planner and you get a financial plan made, it can cost anywhere from $3,500 to $5,000 or even more if it's very complex.
So I guess the irony is you need to be financially viable to see a financial planner.
You do, and you need to have mostly a reason. But a financial coach, they can help you sort of get into the position of, you know, getting your cash flow right, helping you with budgeting and so on. They don't have to have a license, and they can run online courses to just teach you about different things but without giving any recommendations for products and not really, you know, if they're giving you superannuation or investment advice and they're not licensed, they can only give you general advice.
So they can't say specifically, put your money in this.
That's right. They can't do that.
So I guess you go ahead.
And then counsellors, they're different again. And counsellors are really for people who have typically got into a bit of debt and they're in a bit of trouble and they're struggling. And so if you go to a financial counsellor, they have to hold a diploma of financial counselling. And that gives them a bit of experience across bankruptcy laws and debt and so on. And they can often negotiate with your creditors on your behalf. So there's three different levels and they're quite different and you'd use them for very different things.
So I guess financial planning is when you have a goal in mind of what you want out of your finances. Financial counselling is when you're really in desperate need.
Financial counselling, yeah. Mm. And the financial coaches are just getting you ready to sort of, you know, motivated to get on track.
Mm. How common are financial coaches? Are there a few around?
Yeah, they're growing in popularity, actually, because I think younger people are wanting some help with the basics, whereas financial planners, they've got so bogged down in all the qualifications that they need and all the compliance situations that it's bringing them a little bit unaffordable. And so they're assuming people don't go to them just for budgeting and advice. And people need that. You know, you want to know, how much can I save? Like, what's the best way to do this? And the coaches can help with that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can understand financial coaches, I guess, getting a lot of younger people calling up because one of the things you do hear from especially high school students is they don't teach us any of this stuff in school. Home economics isn't exactly about home economics anymore.
Yeah, that's right. They're not teaching you economics. But yeah, this is right. And just to get a bit of an idea of, you know, this is how superannuation works maybe, or this is how investments work, to give you that general advice and that confidence. So that you can either take the next step yourself or you can, you know, work your way up to be a financial planner.
And I guess, if you have a financial planner, what kind of things are people seeing them for?
So for a financial planner, if retirement's a very common one. If you're getting ready to retire or, you know, you're a few years out and you want to know, how do you structure things? When do you know you're going to have enough money? Where should your super be? Is your super invested in the right way? Have you got the right asset mix? Those sorts of things. Or, you know, younger families, getting your family protected, making sure that you've got insurance in place. That's a really complex area, which I would never want to tackle myself. But, you know, they're on top of what products are out there and what you're covered for and what, you know, who's offering a good price and who's paying out well and so on. You know, because if something does happen to you and you've got a young family, how are you going to support that family so that, you know, they don't have to change their lifestyle drastically?
And so I guess
it's a very important area.
I guess with financial planners as well, they'd be tried and true, so you know that it probably is a wise investment if you know what you want to get out of it.
Yeah, but when people are working in the same industry day in, day out, they become really familiar with all the products, the product providers, the research, etc. You know, if we're just dabbling in it a little bit just to fix something, it's much harder for us.
Well, that's all good information. Well, Julia, thank you so much for your time today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Jordan.
That was Julia Newbold, Managing Editor with Money Magazine on your Classic It's Breakfast.